sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud inside. And then suddenly without warning, a storm surrounded.
Till I Amen. Enjoyed that? Say amen. Amen. Come on, Dwayne. Y'all got one tonight? He's going to say one right quick. Then I'm going to, while he's coming, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about our plans for this week. You don't want to miss Wednesday night. The kids are all getting fired up. And that's another reason we need to pray for Carrie. She'll be able to work with them too Wednesday night. They're really getting fired up about their parts. They're doing great. You ought to heard them singing last night at prayer meeting. You ought to heard them. We had a prayer meeting last night and had hamburgers and hot dogs and steak and everything back here. Come in here and sing and prayed and had a good time in the Lord. And a bunch of them sung. They did a tremendous job. Now, don't forget, 2 weeks from today, Cops for Christ will be here on Sunday morning. We want to have a big day on our buses that day, the 21st. We'll have a promotion or something, and those cops are going to be talking to our bus kids and giving them testimonies, and I believe everybody's going to get a blessing. I believe everybody's going to enjoy it. And then on the 19th, two nights before that, on Friday, is when we'll be having, that's the one at Pops. Take it easy, that blue one, Brother Mike, till it gets target off, till it gets done with. There you go. On the 19th is our all-night prayer meeting. Our all-night prayer meeting. So you plan on being here, come and stay as long as you can. We'll probably get started up about 9 o'clock. And that'll be on the 19th, April 19th. We're excited about it. Amen. Okay. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Dwayne.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with His children this lesson I've learned. Sin will take you farther than you wanna go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you wanna stay. Sin will cost you far more than you wanna pay. That's good. That gets to me. You fight your whole life about the devil, but that sin. But if you let that door, leave that door cracked, buddy, it'll get right in there, buddy. Don't you think for a second. I'm not strong. There ain't nobody strong enough to get past that sin. So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone where my loved ones and my dearest friends, only a Savior could love me again. Sin will take you farther than you wanna go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you wanna stay. Sin will cost you far more than you wanna pay. Let's sing that one more time. Sin will take you farther than you wanna go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you wanna stay. Sin will cost you far more than you wanna pay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. That's a fact, ain't it? Ain't a lot of preaching in that little song. Amen. A lot of preaching in that, buddy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's open your Bible back up to John 13. Go ahead, Brother Ray. That's right. Amen. Amen, brother. Somebody else want to brag on the Lord. I only got 28 points tonight, so 28 of them. Got 4 this morning, got 28 left. Did I get 5 this morning? I cut it off there a little bit. That took off a couple minutes there. Got 27 points tonight. I'll never forget one time. I let Greg Flowers, many of y'all remember Greg Flowers, Brother Greg Flowers, up at New Manor years ago, Brother Mr. and Miss Flowers, son Greg. And I let him preach one Wednesday night. I was gone somewhere. And I said, Greg was going to preach. And I was gone somewhere, and they said, Greg got up, and he said, I'm going to preach on 32 reasons why I ain't glad I ain't going to hell. Everybody went, oh no, 32 reasons. That will be real. But that's what I started this morning. 32 things about how Christians ought to act like Christians. And this morning, I preached about we ought to love one another. We ought to be devoted one to another. We ought to give preference one to another. That means if something comes up where it's me or you, I ought to say you. That ain't always easy. But that's what a Christian should do. Give preference one to another. And then it said, be of the same mind one to another. Amen. That means I'm supposed to think the same of you as I do him, one as I do the other. We're not supposed to play favorites. Amen. As Christians. That's hard to do. Amen. Everybody has people they naturally like more, get along better with. But as Christians, we're supposed to be the same to everybody. And then, we're supposed to be of the same mind one another. We're supposed to not to judge each other. Boy, that's tough to do. Not to judge. Leave the judge in the Lord. Leave the judge in the Lord. The only person you're supposed to judge is yourself. And if you judge yourself, you'll keep the trouble off of your back. But if you judge your neighbor and each other all the time, you're just going to get yourself in trouble. You do remember that the Lord said, whatever judgment you put out on other people, it's going to come back to you. Ever how you treat people, it'll come back to you. If you cheat people, it'll come back to you. If you're good to people in business, if you're a businessman, and you treat people honest and right, that will come back to you. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, number 6 this evening, I was going to talk about build up one another. Romans 14 and verse 19. You don't have to turn there. I'm looking at John 13 and verse number 34. John 13, 34. The Lord said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now, I told you about this morning. That fellow got up. He said, I'm going to preach on the 11th commandment. And everybody said, oh my goodness, what's he talking about? There's only 10 commandments. He said, I'm going to preach on the 11th commandment. It's this one. The Lord said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As a matter of fact, the proof that we're Christians is that we love one another. By this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one for another. Let's work on this a little bit tonight. And we here at Shining Light Baptist Church, we're a very diverse group here tonight. We come from different backgrounds, different family settings, raised different. Some people in here were raised in church all their life. Some of you never went to church till you got saved. Some of you were raised in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching home. Some of you went to a dead, cold, liberal church. Some of you didn't go to church at all. And then we all come together and become Shining Light Baptist Church family. Now, the Bible said that we are to build up one another. When you see a member of the church, you're supposed to build them up. Some people take every opportunity they get to tear somebody down. Let's just say that there's somebody in here that I don't like. or that I'm mad at, or they've done something against to me or hurt me or something. When I'm around Terry, I say, well, there's old so-and-so. Guess what? Blah, 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 and I tear them down. That makes me feel good. All right? I'm around Joe. I talk about, there they are. Blah, 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 blah. I make him not like him. I'm trying to hurt that person by making them not like him. And I say, the more people I can turn against them and get on my side, the better I'm going to feel. I know a man one time. I was going to do something, not at this church, and I was going to do something. I felt like the Lord leading me to do something. I forgot what it was. We were going to buy something or build something or do something. And this man strongly disagreed with me. He is one of our deacons. He said, I don't think we're going to do that. But he wouldn't come to me like he was trying to correct me or go against me because he was too spiritual for that. And he knew you're not supposed to do that. So what he done, he went over here and he talked to this and he said, what do you think about this? And he kind of got that guy agreeing with him. And then he went over to this and he said, what do you think about this? And he kind of got that guy agreeing with him. And he went to several of the men and sort of get him up a little group that agreed with him. Then he come to me and he said, now, Brother Danny, you know this is not the feeling of the majority of the church. And I said, what? He said, you know that this... I said, no, I didn't know that. I don't know that, and I didn't know that. This is all new to me. I had no idea. I said, everybody come to me. Said, let's do it. Let's buy it. Let's go for it, preacher. And you know what that guy had done, he thought if I can get enough people on my side, then I'll overthrow what this group was. And we can't do that. We can't be dividing up into little groups of fighting each other. I mean, we're not all going to agree on everything. I understand that. But we, for the church's sake, for the Lord's sake, for the work of God's sake, we are to build up one another and go along. I don't always have to have my way. I'm not always right. Don't claim to be. I may be just wrong as I can be on many things. I don't claim I'm always right. But I do claim we're supposed to have unity. And we're supposed to go together. I tell you what, if I felt like that dirt out there didn't need to be moved, that dirt, God needs some dirt, we give him some of that dirt to make us some more parking over there, and that ain't costing us a dime. We don't pay a penny for that. Hallelujah. And they're going to put grass on their bank and everything. And that's a blessing. I'm not against that. Amen. That sounds like a good idea to me. Matter of fact, I'd like to sell a bunch more of that bank and get rid of it. But let's just say tonight, let's just say that I didn't want to do it. I said, I like them weeds. Them weeds mean a lot to me. They have sentimental value. I was out there shouting one night in them weeds, and I don't want them weeds to be torn down. And most of the people in this church said, preacher, I believe them weeds are in our way. I'm glad you're sentimental, but let's get rid of them and park buses there or something. You know what I'd do? I'd say if the majority want to do that, then I'll just go along with the majority. And I'm the preacher. I'm the pastor. I don't think a pastor always supposed to get his way. I don't think nobody's supposed to always get their way. I believe we ought to pray and try to follow God and just do what we're supposed to. We're supposed to know one another. We're supposed to consider one another's feelings and consider one another and build up one another according to the Bible in Romans 14 and verse number 9. What's wrong with building up our brothers and sisters? What's wrong with some of you ladies coming in and saying, oh, you look pretty today. I like your, I don't recommend that you men go around telling all the other women they look. I don't recommend that, but it's okay. And you don't even know about the ladies doing it nowadays. I tell you what, with all this crazy stuff going on, but you know what I mean. There's nothing wrong with complimenting somebody and saying, I like your car, or your pretty shoes, or you look nice today, and don't your kids look cute, and all that. You know, it goes a long way just to say something positive to somebody. If I'm walking in like this, and Kurt's walking in like this. Watch this. Let me show you how some people do. There's Kurt. I'm a Christian. He's a Christian. And I see him, and he sees me, and I do this. Don't think he don't notice that I walked right by him and deliberately did not look at him. Now, there's something wrong. Now, you say, well, don't you like him? No, I don't like him. But for the Lord, I'm going to do this. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. I do like Kurt. Who couldn't like him? He never says a word. He don't ever do nothing to make you not like him. But listen, if I don't like him, I'm going to be nice. You know why I'm going to be nice to him? For the Lord. Listen, brother, this ain't romper room. I mean, we're not in the fourth grade here. We are adults worshiping God and the church of the living God. And we ought to treat each other with respect and honor. Like adults, say amen right there. We ought to build up one another. And then the Bible said, number 7, we are to accept one another. I'll never get to these 32 tonight. I'll just read off all the rest of them here in a minute. We are to look, accept one another. You know why I'm supposed to accept you? I'm supposed to accept you in the body of Christ like Jesus accepted me. God accepted me because of Jesus Christ. So I'm supposed to accept you because of Jesus Christ. I accept you. We accept every one of us in here tonight. We accept so. I've had people tell me, they say, Brother Danny, if so-and-so's coming, I'm not coming. I've had a lot of them that. They said, I'm not coming because so-and-so is there. So-and-so. Now you got to get past that kind of stuff. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. There ain't no big I's and little U's. There ain't nobody in here more important than nobody else. There's nobody in here. I know churches where they're what we call the elite. And if you're not a part of the elite, you just are nothing in those churches. Or just one little group. Maybe it's the pastor and a few friends. And by the grace of God, we don't want to have that around here. There ain't no little cliques. There ain't no little group that you got to be in on, brother. Amen. Ain't nobody in here no better than nobody else. Now the ground is level at the foot of the cross. The truth is tonight, I ought to be in hell and you ought to be in hell. And brother, we ought to thank God. Listen, brother, it's an honor for us to go to church together and worship the same Lord. And we're supposed to accept one another. Somebody said, look at yourself 7 times before you judge somebody else. Don't reject somebody else just because they are not exactly like you are. Sooner or later, the strong need the help of the weak. Sooner or later, the strong needs the help of the weak. You watch these people that stomp on people and try to get to the top and always want to be the most important. They're going to need help one of these days. There ain't going to be nobody to help them. Better be good to people. You better be good to people. You better be friendly with people. If there's somebody in here you won't speak to, ask God to forgive you and say, God, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And bake them a cake, brother. If you don't like them, put poison in it. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Accept one another. Accept one another. And then the Bible said, admonish one another. Number 8, in Romans 15 and verse 14. I mean, just sometimes we're just supposed to admonish and encourage one another. That's right, brother. Sometimes we need to look maybe the faults with us. Have you ever seen people that their kids are perfect and everybody else's kids are the devil? I know people that don't believe. Listen, brother, if the cops brought their kid in and there's 35 eyewitnesses and seen their kid shoot somebody, they'd say he didn't do it. No, he told me he didn't do it. He didn't. I know mother's love is blind and all that kind of stuff, but you got to realize, they said this woman sent her son to the store one day, and she sent her son to the store to get some apples. She said, bring me 5 pounds of apples. And the little boy come back with a bag of apples, and he set them down, and she weighed them, and there's 4.5 pounds. And she called the owner of the store and says, you cheated me. I sent my boy down there for 5 pounds of apples, and I weighed them, and they're 4.5 pounds. And that boy said, and that guy said, ma'am, he said, my scales are right. He said, I have my scales checked regularly. I weighed them apples. Maybe you better weigh your boy. He gained 1/2 pound since he was down here. And you know, we never think it might be our kids. I've been counseling people for 35 years and kids getting in trouble. And every time I've ever talked with one, the mama says, they just got in with the wrong crowd. And their mama said, they got in with the wrong crowd. And their mama said, they got in the wrong crowd. You know, if you listen to the mamas, I can't ever find that wrong crowd. Who is that?
Yeah, who is that wrong crowd?
Guess what? Your kid is the wrong crowd. Your kid is the wrong guy. My kid is the wrong crowd. When they're wrong, they are the wrong crowd. And the Bible said, well, to look at it like that. Don't cut corners just because it's our kid. What's right's right for mine. What's wrong's wrong is wrong for mine and for yours and for everybody else. Amen. Listen, my kids don't always do what I want them to. I mean, they don't always dress right. They don't always act right. They don't always look right. That don't mean it's right. I'm against it. I believe you ought to do right no matter what you ought to do. It don't matter if it's my kids, your kids, grandkids, nobody. Amen. I'm going to have to say something about that before the youth rally, about how you ought to dress. I mean, y'all been going to church long enough to know how you ought to dress when you come to church. You know that. I shouldn't even have to say it, but I'll have to. Because one sees one, doesn't see the other, doesn't see the other, doesn't see the other. Say, well, they do it, they do it. No, it don't. Listen, what if everybody drinks beer? You going to drink beer? Listen, I'm going to tell you tonight, we need to make up our mind what's right's right, right. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm telling you, we ought to treat each other the same way. Number 9, we ought to greet one another. Romans 16:16, greet one another. Hey, good to see you. Not look the other way. Are they gone yet? Now I can look back. That is a big baby type of immature Christianity. We ought to greet one another. Not dodge one another in the store. I know people see each other in Walmart and say, ugh, I'm going down the other aisle. Are they gone yet? I'm looking at the checkout. Okay, they're gone. Let's go. My brother in Christ! Okay, can I be honest with you tonight? There are people in this world that it's not going to hurt my feelings if I ever see them again. How's that for being honest? It's not going to hurt my feelings if I never see them again. But I pray about my attitude, and my attitude's right. And I want to be able to walk up to anybody in this world and stick my hand out with a clear conscience and say, how you doing? God bless you. I don't know of a person in this world tonight that I ain't tried to be right with. If I ain't, it ain't my fault. I tried. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Now the Bible, let me clarify something. The Bible said we're to greet one another with a holy kiss. Don't kiss me if you see me in Walmart. We're living in a different day. You've got to understand our culture. You just can't, you just don't do that nowadays. You just don't do that. Now I have been kissed a lot of times. Honest to goodness, I've been in the church a lot of times. I'm in them old women, boy, they'll get you and they're kissing me here and there. I just want it's about to kill me. I was doing like that, and they believe in that. Old Carl Rowland, y'all remember old Carl? He'd grab you and kiss you on Main Street. I mean, his old beard right up against your face and everything. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's a different day we're living in. Amen. Look, when we stand for fellowship, we're not going to go around in here kissing each other. It's the wrong day and time for that kind of stuff. If I see you going around here kissing people, we're going to have a talk. Say amen right there. Don't you be kissing on nobody in here. Well, the Bible said, no, it don't. Not in that way. That ain't what it meant. It'd be like washing feet. In those days, the custom was, like somebody come in your house, you take their coat. In those days, you wash your feet. When I come to your house now, you don't wash my feet. I don't want you washing my feet. It's the custom is different now. I have been in foot washing services, and I don't condemn people for being in a foot washing service. But it's a different. It meant then, but it don't mean now. I'm not saying the Bible's wrong. Don't you get me wrong. I'm just saying. And I'm not saying under certain circumstances, you ladies and stuff, a holy kiss. If it's a holy kiss, it'd be all right. But we don't want none of that unholy kissing. So I tell our bus workers, you can't be messing around kissing these kids nowadays. You wind up in prison. I know of bus workers that's in prison right now and didn't do nothing wrong except had a bus kid sitting on their lap. We're living in such a perverted, sick generation that you can't always do some of that stuff literal. But we are to greet one another. And then the Bible said, wait one for another. In 1 Corinthians 11:33, have a little patience and then care one for another. In 1 Corinthians 12:25, you don't have a right to censor if you don't have a heart to help. If you don't have a heart to help somebody, you don't have a right to censor them. In other words, you don't have a right to preaching to them if you don't have a heart that you want to help them. Amen? That's right, brother. Listen, I believe this. Serve one another. As Galatians 5 and verse 13. When somebody needs help, help them. Bear one another's burdens. 13 in Galatians 6 and verse 2. When somebody has a lost husband, get the burden to help them. When somebody has a kid on drugs, get the burden and help them. If somebody in here's got a burden, ladies, share that burden with them. When somebody got a, if you see somebody and they're all tore up because their husband's lost, y'all remember up at New Manor years and years ago, way back years ago, at one, we had 19 women in the church that husbands wasn't saved. And some of them I wasn't sure about. 19 of them that wasn't saved. And those women got a burden and they said, we're going to pray for our husband. And they got together on Tuesday night and just come and made a big line across the altar and prayed every Tuesday night for their husband. And some of them started getting saved. That didn't get saved. That didn't get saved. Some of them still ain't saved. Some of them still are lost without God. But you know what they done? They were bearing one another's burdens. They were bearing one. You want to be a Christian? Bear one another's burden. It, like Brother Bo here. I don't have Noah's book, but all of you that do, get on there and send him a message and encourage him and say, brother, we love you. We're thinking about you. Can you imagine what he must be thinking? Can you imagine how I can't imagine how bad the devil jumping on him, that physical pain and everything he's going through at only 37 years of age. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you would just encourage him? When he texts me, I text him back and I say, brother, we love you. We miss you. We encourage you. Listen, it might be me and you next. And I hope some of you would bear my burden with me if I had a burden like that. When somebody comes to the altar, I used to go preach at this church. And when one of the women would go to the altar, I'm not exaggerating, almost every woman in the church would go to the altar. And I tell you what, I was impressed. I really was. I mean, and I know it almost got ritualistic. And it got to the point where if they all sit down, then another go, every one of them would go back again. They'd all sit down. It all go again. And finally, I know there were people who thought, oh my goodness, why does every one of them have to go? But I thought, thank God, at least they do care about each other. They care about each other. A preacher should never, ever, I shouldn't have to stand up here and say, would somebody come and pray with that person? Would somebody come? You know, we ought to have a bunch of you that are eager to bear somebody's burden. Brother, there's people, they don't even know what to say when they come up here. And sometimes they're bearing a heavy burden. It makes you feel good if you think, boy, those women care about me. Those men care about me. That you bear one another's burdens. If you're burdened for you, maybe you've got your daddy on your heart and your daddy's not saved and you want your daddy to come to youth rally. Or maybe you've got a boy out in prison or just got out of prison and you want him to come to the youth rally. And you say, Lord, it would be blessing. Some of you ladies gather around and say, I every day at lunch, I'm going to get down and I'm going to pray. Listen, we ain't going to have no youth rally worth a hoot if we don't get a burden for it, people. It ain't happening because we got the fairground. It ain't happening because we got a big crowd. It ain't happening because we got the Sadler family. We've got to get a burden and pray and fast that God will give us a great youth rally. Come on tonight. Let's get right. Turn that TV off a while. Leave our computer down a while and get in the prayer closet and beg God to do something in our youth rally. I got a burden for it. Will you help me bear my burden? Now listen, it ain't but 3 weeks. You've got 49 weeks a year to not have to put that extra effort forth. Let's put forth for the next 3 weeks and bear that burden. Get a burden for these bus kids. Lord have mercy. Don't treat them. We don't say, oh Lord, I wish I could just lay. I don't ever want to see no bus kids. I don't want to. We ought to be in this altar tonight asking God to break our hearts for them kids. They're going to hell if they don't get saved. They're going to burn in hell. And their mothers and daddies are going to burn in hell. The last thing we ought to do is be turning our backs on them. Bear ye one another's burdens. Bear ye one another's burdens. It's what the book says. Serve one another in Galatians 5:13. I done said that one. 14. Forbear one another. You know what that means? That means put up with each other's junk sometimes. You know, If you're married and you're going to stay married, you're going to have to put up with their junk once in a while. Am I right? Sure I am. You're going to have to put up with something about that mate that you just absolutely don't like. If you're one of these people that says, me and my mate, I've never seen anything in her that I... Please, I don't know. I think you a liar. I don't know about you. She may be a mannequin. Listen, brother, I'm telling you, you're going to have to put up with something in their personality. You're going to have to put up with something in their character that you don't like. That's putting it mildly. Sometimes you're going to have to put up with something that you just absolutely can't hardly stand. But you put up, it's like you put up with them car payments every month to keep that car. You got a nice car? You put up with them car payments. I ain't paying no car payments. Well, you ain't gonna have no nice car. In marriage, you got a car, you got payments. In church, we got a good church, you got payments. You put up with junk for the good part that you get. You put up with what you don't like about it for all the good you do like about it. Forbear one another. Ephesians 4:32, number 15, be kind one to another. Not snappy, hateful, short, grouchy, bite your head off. I've had people tell me, they say, everybody be quiet. Shh, mama's in a bad mood. Here she comes, rah! Full of demons. Hey, man. I seen this week, was talking, and I was thinking about when the devil gets in your home. Does the devil ever get in your home? Yes, he does. And you just get grouchy, and you're mad, and she's mad, and she's mad, and you're mad, and everybody's mad, and you say, well, I ain't gonna take it. I'll give you more than you can give me, buddy. I'll bite your head off just to say, you think you can say something mean? I can say something meaner. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? You know what they did in the Bible when that happened? When the evil spirit came, David came and put you on some good old-fashioned gospel music. And I mean, put on some good old gospel music, and watch, he'll drive that evil spirit out of there. He said, I ain't no mood to listen to no gospel music. You got demons on you. Put you in some good gospel music and drive them evil spirits out. You might think I'm crazy. I turn my radio on downstairs and ain't anybody downstairs. And leave it on all day long during the day. When I go up and go to town, post office, whatever, and I leave it on. Keep them evil spirits out. It did in the Bible. In the Bible, that's scriptural. What I'm saying is scriptural. Good old-fashioned gospel music. Help the devil to stay out of your house. Be kind one to another. And then Ephesians 4:32, forgive each other. That's number 16. Somebody done you wrong? Forgive them. Basically, forgive means this. The word forgive means to give up the right to punish. When God forgive us, He gave up the right to punish us. That'll make you shout. God gave up the right to punish us for our sin. That's what forgiveness means. You know what we're supposed to do in church? When somebody hurts your feelings or offends you or you're upset, we're supposed to give up the right to punish that person. Give it up. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to do just like God forgives me, I'm going to forgive you. Listen, I'm the pastor of the church, and I get my feelings hurt here on a regular basis. I mean, some of y'all do. My feelings are hurt tonight because some people that are not here. It hurts me. I take it personal. It really, I have to pray to get bad feelings out of my heart. You're not the only person to get your feelings hurt. I get mine hurt on a regular basis. I mean, when I beg you to do something, you won't do it. It hurts my feelings. It ain't going to kill you to sing the choir. It ain't going to kill you to pay your tithes. That hurts my feelings. But you know what? I don't have no right to have hard feelings against you, no more than you do against me. That's God. It's God's church. He'll take care of it. We love each other. We don't have hard feelings over it. Say amen right there. You know, some people just absolutely can't do that. When they're mad, they're mad. And the world knows it. You've got to say, Lord, I'm not going to go by my feelings. I'm going to go by what you said in that book. And I'm going to give up the right to punish. We're to love one another. 17. Speak one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What does that mean? The Bible said that we're to speak to each other in psalms and hymns. That's like if I see you in Walmart tonight after church, I'm going to walk up and say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. You dare me? That's what it said. Speak in hymns and spiritual song. If I see you uptown, I'm supposed to say, He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Amen? Hey, I've had people do that to me. Praise God, Brother Danny. I'm in the glory land way. Nothing wrong with that. We'll speak to each other in hymns, song, and spiritual songs. Give somebody a CD with some good old-fashioned singing on it. Some of these new people that come in the church, get you some, y'all get you some good CDs and put them in your car and listen to good spiritual music. You say, well, I bought this car and it's got these big speakers and I want to hear the bass. And that stuff ain't got no bass. You'll live. You will live. You ain't going to hell. Quit crying. Listen to some good Christian gospel music. Say amen right there. I can't stand to call a Christian and they don't answer the phone and got rock music on their answering machine. Whose side are you on anyway? Whose side you on, man? You know it ain't right. Now you can't help it. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. We can't help it here. I can help putting it on my phone, bless the Lord. Be subject one to another in Ephesians 5:21. Husbands, wives, everybody, you know, I've done talked about that. 19, regard one another as more important. Philippians 2. Then I do. I don't care what nobody thinks. That ain't right attitude. You should care about what people think. You should care. It's painful for me. And this has happened recently. It hurts me to think that I've hurt you. Don't you ever think, well, Brother Danny just does whatever he wants to. He don't think. That's not true. It grieves my heart if I think I've hurt y'all. If I've offended anybody in here, I go home at night and my stomach hurts and I can't sleep. I don't want to hurt you. I wouldn't do it on purpose for nothing in the world. Sometimes I do the best I can and it still happens. And if that does, I'm sorry. But I wouldn't hurt nobody in here on purpose for nothing. We should never say, well, I'm just going to do whatever I want to. Fool, I don't care who likes it, who don't. That ain't the right kind of attitude. We ought to pray about our actions and consider other people's feelings before we act. Let's move on and get the rest of these right quick. I'll just read these off. 20, lie not one to another. That's Colossians 3:9. You ain't supposed to lie to each other. If you tell somebody you'll do something, do it. If you tell somebody you'll meet them somewhere, meet them. If you owe somebody money, pay it back to them. If you can't, go talk to them and say, look, I ain't forgot about it. I'll pay you the money that I owe you. Lord, these people owe me money from here halfway to McDowell County. And I know I'll never see it. But whatever. That ain't right. The Bible said we're not supposed to lie to each other. And then Colossians 3:16, number 21, teach one another. You mamas, help these younger girls. Did you know the older women's supposed to teach the younger women to love their husbands and to raise their kids and how to guide the house? Teach them how to cook. Lord, somebody better. These girls couldn't cook a Pop-Tart, brother. They're coming up. Without burning, that's true. They couldn't boil water, brother. Somebody said that one girl got married. She was about 18. And then she said, Mama, somebody put a joke on me. They sent me this stupid looking stick with a brush on the end. She said, that's a broom, you idiot. She said, well, they didn't even send the cord with it. That's how dumb they are. Teach these younger women. And then comfort one another in 1 Thessalonians 4:18. in sorrow. You know, when somebody dies in somebody's family, it means a lot if people in the church will give you some comfort. You know, you ask anybody in here, they'll say, when so-and-so died, the pastor came, so-and-so. They'll remember who in the church came when somebody died. I've heard people say, I was sick and not one person even come to see me. And I asked them, I said, did you ever go and see anybody? Well, no. See, you know, when you're sick, you expect other people to come and see you and check on you. You do it to them. Am I right? All right. Comfort one another. And then encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage each other. One thing I like about our secret sisters, I really appreciate, and I don't even know who's the secret sisters are, but I see y'all bringing gifts and I hear little things every now and then, and I really appreciate that y'all use that to encourage one another. Secret brothers, I don't know about no secret brothers. Huh? Well, I do too. I mean, well, secret brothers, I don't know about that. Secret brothers. But anyway, I appreciate the secret sisters. Let me tell you what happened today. Let me tell you what happened today right here in our church. Certain ladies having a hard time. Sickness. And another lady in this church today wrote that lady a card and gave it to her this morning. And this afternoon, the lady who wrote the card got a text on her phone that said, "You don't know. It came right on time. I needed that. Thank you so much. Maybe we can talk sometime. I need to have just that one little bit of encouragement." You see, being a Christian is more than just, well, I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't do, I bless God, I got convictions and all that. It's caring about other people. Caring about other people that may not be as high up the spiritual ladder as you are. Amen. Amen. Think about it. The lady that comes and sits right here with all them kids. Look, I see the way some of y'all women look at them. I ain't stupid. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. One was cancer and 7 kids. Y'all sitting there judging her like she's... Listen, buddy, everybody ain't as great and wonderful as you are. Everybody's not as high up the spiritual ladder as you are. You better watch your attitude toward people like that. You say, well, there, I know. I ain't dumb. Listen. We're not all on the same level, people. We're not all on the same level. We better watch our attitude toward it's when the Pharisees did that. Pharisees looked down on people because maybe they wasn't dressed appropriately, or maybe they wasn't maybe they didn't act right, and maybe they didn't. I've had 2 or 3 people say something to me. Did you see how them? I said, yes, I'm not blind. But let's let God get a chance to work on people. Me and you wasn't so hot when we first came in either. Say amen right there. Amen, brother. Now I believe you ought to dress right. You know me. I believe you ladies ought to wear a dress and make your kids wear a dress. And I believe you men ought to dress up and wear a tie. But I ain't going to fuss at you all the time for it. Amen. You get it one of these days. Look at here. We ought to consider one another. Number 26. Pursue one another. I'm sorry. 25. Make something good happen for somebody else, like that person did that other lady. 26, consider one another in good works. Go to the altar, pray with somebody. 27, speak not against one another. James 4:11. Don't go around the church cutting down somebody. 28, don't complain against one another. James 5:9. 29, confess your faults one to another. James 5:16. Just come up here tonight and say, Lord, I'm full of the devil, preacher. Help me. Amen. Number 30, pray one for another. James 5:16. Number 31, be hospitable one toward another. 1 Peter 4:9. And number 32, in closing, be clothed with humility one toward another. 1 Peter 5:5. I got to look into that and I thought, the Bible tells us all kinds of ways we ought to behave toward each other. And let's do it. Amen. Stand by our head for prayer.